lack of rain and unusually high temperatures that we're experiencing are like nothing we've seen in 120 years of recorded history.
We're trying to understand what's causing an individual extreme event like the drought, and then to ask objectively whether or not global warming could have played a role. What are the odds that global warming has played a role?
That's Noah Diffenbaugh from Stanford University's Woods Institute for the Environment. He was one of the first scientists to come out and say global warming most likely is causing the drought. NASA predicts climate change could cause water shortages that last for 10, 20, 30 years. So what does that mean for the Bay Area? KALW's Liz Pfeffer went to find out where research and reality meet.
It's Wednesday afternoon at San Francisco's Heart of the City Farmers Market. Twice a week, this gritty plaza is transformed by dozens of white canopies and truckloads of fresh produce. The air smells earthy and sweet, and I can't help thinking about how much water it takes for all these veggies to grow. Because in this spot I'm standing in, it didn't rain once in January, which is supposed to be the wettest month of the year in California. So you gotta wonder, if your business relies on water, what's the game plan? Mike Ving of Ving's Farm is selling mustard greens, cauliflower, broccoli.
Got maybe 12, 13 different kinds of tomatoes here. It's nice, sweet, firm, and delicious.
But two items are missing from his tent: winter greens and root vegetables. They need colder weather and lots of water and just wouldn't grow this season. A few stalls away, Rob DeSanto of Far West Fungi talks mushrooms.
Psychedelic mushrooms.
Unfortunately, no, man, you gotta go to the park.
Most of the mushrooms, like especially the white or the brown, are like 60% water, actually. So those ones need quite a bit.
DeSanto says they grow up to 40 beds of typical white mushrooms at a time. So that variety alone needs about 220 gallons of water per day. That's why they have to adapt. Far West Fungi is buying water from the Santa Cruz Water Department and conserving what's in their private well for the time being. Otherwise, if the extreme drought continues, their well will run dry in a couple of years. The drought isn't shriveling crops in the Bay Area, but I also spoke with honey sellers from Napa County, whose bees didn't have enough flowers to pollinate, and citrus producers from the Far East Bay, whose oranges were bitten by severe frost. Environmental scientists are wondering whether all these problems are caused by the same thing. Here's Stanford's Noah Diffenbaugh.
I often get asked, is the drought caused by global warming, or is a particular heat wave caused by global warming?
When it comes to the drought, he says the probability is high, really high, that it is. His research team believes a region of persistent high atmospheric pressure deflecting storms from California was caused by human emissions of greenhouse gases. That's a lot to take in, so I'll let him explain it.
The metaphor that we think about is like a stream, you know, the stream being the storm track, the path of storms across the Pacific that really provide the bulk of precipitation in California. And the ridge of high pressure being like a boulder that is kind of dropped into a stream.
This atmospheric boulder has a nickname, the Ridiculously Resilient Ridge. And it's been disrupting the storm track on and off since this drought began, causing drier, warmer weather in California. And that's how scientists are putting a human fingerprint on the drought, or any extreme event, by proving that it was more likely to occur because of the climate conditions humans created, mainly from the fossil fuels we burn. Remember that dry January I mentioned? Well, California also just had its hottest February on record, driving scientists to question, what's next?
So the reason that we're interested in understanding whether or not global warming is influencing individual extreme events is so that we can understand the risks of climate change.
Like how changing weather can really impact people. Take the drought, for example. That affects agriculture, which is our food, and of course, drinking water. Steve Ritchie is from the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. He manages the entire Hetch Hetchy regional water system, and that means he's responsible for the water of 2.6 million customers in the Bay Area. We're standing on a peaceful bank of Calaveras Reservoir tucked into the Alameda watershed lands east of Fremont.
When it's your job to make sure that everyone in the area has water, at what point do you start freaking out over the drought?
I have to admit that last January, January of 2014, when we weren't getting any precipitation, I was scared.
Around the Bay Area, some reservoirs aren't where they should be this time of year, but we're in better shape than drier parts of the state. Here at Calaveras, the water level is low. I see a deep bathtub ring up to around the vegetation line along the rim. But in this case, that's by design, while a larger dam is being built downstream. So it can withstand strong earthquakes and expand to hold more water. As it stands now, Richie says his customers have enough water to survive 2 to 3 more years if it never rains again.
It's definitely an interesting state to be managing water in. How many times have you seen Chinatown?
That's a 1974 Roman Polanski film about California water. It's like asking a mob boss if he's seen The Godfather.
I have probably seen Chinatown at least 10 times.
Drought or no drought, much of California would be desert if not for human disturbance.
It's a Mediterranean climate. It's dry most of the year. One of my colleagues said one day, who else is in a business where you sell a product that you have no idea how much is going to show up? And I said, well, that's an interesting way to look at it.
That's what farmers and scientists and water agencies have in common, trying to find certainty in an already uncertain area. As science races to gain perspective on global warming and extreme weather, industries have no choice but to adapt. Plant fewer crops, use less water, build a bigger dam, and pray that it rains. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Pfeffer.